Paul, very strong again at the back and very solid. But does it concern you about the cutting edge at all in this team? What do you think needs to be done to create more clear-cut chances for this team, do you think?
No, we had chances last week against Stoke, with loads of chances. The day we had some unbelievable crosses in that box. Honestly, a wee bit of luck goes your way, we'd have scored. So I'm not too concerned at all with that, because I know another day they'd have went in. Creating chances, no problem. Finishing it wasn't too far away. But I said before, Newcastle had won, I think I can only recall one chance was De Jong. So it's the same.
What was the thinking behind the substitutions in the second half? Because it looked initially like you trying to shut up shop, bringing on Sanchez on for Nzogbia, then bringing Darren Bent on. Was it just was there a niggle for Nzogbia, or was it just a case of tightening up?
No, but you can't say I bring on Darren Bent to shut up shop. He's a striker, so your assessment of that, I don't know where you've got that. Bringing Carlos
on. The Sanchez substitution.
Yeah, well, Carlos, I thought would have given us that strength anyway, and he was close to starting. So it wasn't shutting up shop, but we just thought we needed strength in there. Charlie had been yellow carded, and he's just back after a year out. So, but never hammered us. We still looked threatening going forward. Andy was great on the other side. Gabby was frightening on the other side. So I'm actually delighted what's been going on.
And has Carlos showed you enough in that cameo today that he's ready for 90 minutes of the rigours of this league and the pace of this league as well?
I've got no doubt he'll adjust it when he finds his feet. And as I said, he's just came here, really. He's only trained for a fortnight. And it's for a guy that's only trained for a fortnight, and he certainly never looked like it.
The two fullbacks, a good feature of that game today, and the advanced roles they got in. I mean, how pleased are you with Alan Hutton and Ali Sissoko coming back into the team? Sissoko has really introduced himself well in the first couple of weeks, hasn't he?
Well, I think it was testament to the two of them how well they were playing. Nally, obviously, going right up and down that line. Newcastle had to put Sissoko in there to try and stop him. That's how good he was. So, on that side, great. And I thought Alan Hutton in the last two games for us has been absolutely outstanding. Great for Alan, great for the football club, and great for Scotland with the games that are coming up.